Good morning.
Good morning.
You're the first. So we'll start in another minute or so.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoah. Anabakoah Yadula Chimincha Gati Terura. Alafet Gimel Yutaf Sadi, Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Gabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun. Cross Satan, tear up Satan. Rearrange the letters. Reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamreim nun gimel dalid yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalid parnasa yud kaf shin, a healing sequence. Barchem tacharem, rachame sikatcha, tamid damlem, betet resh, tzaditaf gimel. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach, and its essence of eternal victory, eternity. Asin kadosh, Birov tucha nael adata et kufbet et nonayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid gea lamcha pene zokre kidushata. Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation and kingdom. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoah we say in a whisper. Today we will be studying the second Aliyah, which is from Genesis chapter 37, verses 12
has joined.
To 22. This leaves 11 verses, similar to what we studied yesterday. We discussed the number 11 connects to the Ketoret, which is the incense that brings us closer to Hashem. We will start with the Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihinu am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu fenenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu fenenehu. Vayelku echav lirot et zon avihem bishchem. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef halo achecha. Roim bishchem lekav yeshlachacha. Alehem vayomer lo hineini. Vayomer lo lech nare et shalom achecha. Uyet shalom hatzom. Vahashiveni davar vayishlachehu. Meemek chevron vayavo shechema. Vayimtzaehu ish vehine. Toe basade vayishalehu. Haish lemor. Matva Kesh Vayomer Edachani Anna
has joined.
Kesh Gidana Liefo Emroim Vayomer Haish Nasu Mizekishamati Omrim Nel Kadotana. Vayelech Yosef achar echav vayimtzaim v'dotan vayiru oto merahok uvterem yikrav aleichem vayitnachlu oto lachamito. Vayomru ish el achiv hine ba'al hachalomot halaze ba. V'yata lechu v'nachar gehu v'nashlikehu v'yachad haborot v'yamarnu chayara. Kaladu Venirema Yihiu Halomotav Vaishma Ruben Vayatilehu Miyadam Vayomer Lo Niknakanu Dafesh Vayomer Alehem Reuven Al Tishpeku Dam Hashliku Oto El Habor Hazeh Asher Bamidbar Vyad Al Tishlechu Voleman Hatziloto Mi Adam Lachashivo El Aviv. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. We will now study the English translation for the second Aliyah, consisting of 11 verses, starting with chapter 37, verse 12. And his brothers went to pasture their father's flocks in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "Are your brothers not pasturing in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them." And he said to him, "Here I am." "Who is the he?" "It's Joseph," who answered his father. Hineni is the Hebrew word. It's a very powerful word. It's what Adam answered God when he said, "Where are you?" Hineni means here I am, ready to serve you. Verse 14. So he said to him, "Go now and see to your brother's welfare, and the welfare of the flocks, and bring me back word. So he sent him from the valley of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. Then a man found him, and behold, he was straying in the field. And the man asked him, saying, "What are you looking for?" In verse 16, "And he said, I am looking for my brothers. Tell me now where they are pasturing." There are two dots over the word "et" in this Hebrew verse 16. The word "et," the Zohar tells us, always refers to the Shekhinah. The man that he met was not a man, he was an angel. And he was connected, the angel was connected to the Shekhinah. He was there to direct Joseph so that he would be sold into slavery in Egypt. Why is that part of the plan of Hashem? It's a very interesting question that we always have to ask. Why is the plan of Hashem that Joseph needed to be sold into slavery? And the answer is, either Jacob representing Tiferet, or Joseph representing Yesod, would have had to go into Egypt as a slave. Because that is the only way that the nation would be formed in the pressure cooker of Egypt. Why is it a pressure cooker? Because it is a narrow place. Mitzrayim means narrow sea. Metzar is the shoresh of Mitzrayim, and Metzar means narrow. Our neck is narrow. That's why men have beards, because there's light that cannot get through the neck into the body. And so it punches through the cheeks. Why was Joseph sent? So that Israel would not have to be. Because what would it look like to the world over the centuries if Jacob was sold into slavery? So verse 16, which I read once, I'll read again. "And he said, I am looking for my brothers. Tell me now, where are they pasturing?" Why does he have to tell him now? Can he say, please? Why is he demanding? This is the nature of Joseph. As a child, these attributes that are not very positive. He spoke Lashon Hara about his brothers to his father. And here he is demanding an answer from someone he's never met. Verse 17, "And the man said, they have traveled away from here, for I overheard them say, let us go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers, and he found them in Dothan."
Did I get disconnected?
No, you didn't get disconnected. Oh. I was looking at the word Vedotan in Dotan to understand the gematria.
Okay. I had a hard time getting on this morning, so that's why I thought maybe something was wrong. Okay, I'm going to mute again. That's me.
But I'm ready to explain Vedotan. It's a location, obviously, but it happens to be a gematria, if we include the gematria of the vowels. The gematria is 506. Without the letters, it's without the kolel for each letter, it's 502. But 506 is a well-known gematria from the Anabah Koach's first verse. He was sent to a place of love. They were going to a place of love. And there will be writings from some of the sages who will say it was the brother's love of his brother, not as their hatred, that sent him into slavery. That can be very difficult, but it's the love of Hashem who sent him into slavery so that he would go then, not his father. Verse 18 in English. And they saw him from afar, and when he had not yet drawn near to them, they plotted against him to put him to death. So they said one to the other, behold, that dreamer is coming. So now let us kill him, and we will cast him into one of the pits. And we will say, a wild beast devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dreams. But Reuben heard, and he saved him from their hands, and he said, let us not deal him a deadly blow. And Reuben said to them, do not shed blood. Cast him into this pit, which is in the desert, but do not lay a hand upon him, in order to save him from their hands, to return him to his father. That's the end of our study of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? We are reading the part two of the letter from the Ramban to his son. We're in paragraph 8, which is the final paragraph. B'nei ha-shelcha al ha-shem yivah ha-vicha v'hadavar mukan u'muzomen lifnecha. Tithashov oto rachok meimecha meod. Vidaki ein picha shelcha v'ein yedacha yadcha v'gav oleicha ela hakol b'yad v'elohim liasot. Tan leva levcha tamid im Hashem lo yavina viat shu'am lo bo navo v'im Hashem yavananu shu'am lo horsiv vo im Hashem lo yishmor yirshu. Shiv sheker shomer v'im Hashem yishmor ayir hanam teirach shemar v'daki hachi kamiayim hario shonim shashov hamelech v'hayishe shomer Le'amod b'chatzer b'ima u'musar u'min habanim azo. Achvutim Kalil Daki Eloheinu Shonazima Ubilo Matza Miliam Harisha Makom Lehariya Leishrael Bavanot Moav Shekol Hazona Im Benot Hamim Mechalal Beriotau Tel Avraham Avinu Shezu Hayo Hakei Gavnat Amila Vimotsia Atmo Mikalel Israel Shehema Melohai Avraham Vimikra Meod The Elohim Shinei Anachnu Mealnu Bielchinu Vinashev Nashiv Nikriot Meami Haeretz Vinakri Eshem Vayikam Azra Hakohen Dvayomer Elohim Otem Meoltem Betushvo Nashim Nikriot Meami Haaretz Lehosif Al Eshmat Yisrael V'nikra Poshi Shineki Haraveinu Lepashoa V'daver Hazer V'nikra Vogid Butuava Umachlal Kedosha Hashem Asher Okav Umashkiya Umashneya Atzmo V'shimayim Shnei Begida Yehuda V'tuava Nasita V'Yisrael Uvir Yerushalayim Ki Halel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Ahav Uva'al Bat El Nakar Yachrat Hashem Le'isher V'yishana Eir V'yona Me'ohali Yaakov Asher Chem Hamgishim Menacha V'yovadim Et Hashem V'nakavad Mida v'neged, mida ha'olid, binim le'ol mechim, acharim v'hashem tzva'ot, ukrat oto mehiyot lo zera, oved, hashem heim hayu, kushi Yisrael, v'gufin v'ha'vea, Yashav Elohim Alfan B'nei Bakal Et Azachor Oto Betahiya Umavet Yokdei Linagid Inacha Lotasur Mal Paneicha Bakal Devar Asher Yidat Beishani Moas Oto El Ta'ava Yata Lishonato Amit Amit Tihye Shomer Ben Mitzvotai V'chaya Yakon Tamid Al Shafiticha Mikra Shekituv Ger Anochi Bieretz El Haster Taster Mimeni Mitzvoticha v'ha'el hatov v'ha'mativ yirba shiloticha v'yoricha b'ni amim shenoticha v'yigdal kavodcha v'ha'adicha k'ha'tzicha v'ha'kacha pets abicha ze yeldacha mishi bar nechaman zal tam v'na shalom. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, for the thing which thou believes far from thee is often very near to thee. Know again that thou art not master over thy words, nor has power over thy hand, but everything is in the hand of the Lord, who forms thy heart. Be especially careful to keep aloof from the women of the court. Know that our God hates immorality, and Balaam could in no other way injure Israel than by inciting them to unchastity. Here come many quotations from Malachi and Ezra. My son, remember me always, and let the image of my countenance be never absent from before thine eyes. Love not that which I hate. Let always be upon thy lips the words of the psalmist. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy mitzvot from me. And Hashem, who is good and the dispenser of good, shall increase thy peace and prolong thy life in peace and happiness, and promote thy honor according to thy wish, and the wish of thy father who bore thee. Moses ben Nachman. The Ramban. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourself, we have three more classes today. Our 11 o'clock, these are all West Coast times, our 11 o'clock class will be our basic class, continuation. Our 4:30 class will be a deep Zohar class, and our 7 p.m. class will be an essay by the Ari. Please note that when Hanukkah happens, which is, I believe, the first candle is Wednesday night, we will start our deep Zohar class a half hour early at 7 p.m., at 4 p.m., not 4:30. And that will apply for every day except Shabbat. And we will light the candle for Shabbat in our 11 a.m. class, which is really, for the East Coast, is 2 p.m., which is an appropriate time for us to light the candles prior to Shabbat. Does anyone have any questions?
When is Shabbat? On the 9th, you said?
Well, Shabbat
Shabbat, I mean Hanukkah. I'm sorry.
I believe it's the first candle is Thursday, which means it's lit Wednesday night.
Okay. All right.
So double check that as I will, because someone was confused on this past Shabbat in Armenian. And he indicated that the first candle was Friday.
Hanukkah starts on the 10th, December the 10th.
Okay, it's a Thursday. Okay.
So it'll be Thursday night.
Yeah, on the 10th. Okay. I was looking at a calendar and it said the 10th, 11th. Okay.
Yeah, I misread the calendar. Which is not an unusual event.
So if it starts on the 10th, which is Thursday, that means we light Wednesday night, right?
It depends on your calendar. Some calendars say the first candle and they give you a time. But if you're saying it's the first day, then we would light Wednesday night.
Actually, it's Thursday night.
Calendars are different, and that's where the confusion arises.
Yeah, I'm looking at the calendar. It says the 24th, well, which is the 10th. It's Thursday night, that evening into the Friday. That's what I'm seeing on the calendar.
Yeah, my calendar says Erev. On the 10th, it says Erev Hanukkah on my calendar.
Well, I'm gonna count it a different way for all of you.
Okay.
The one thing I do know is this past Shabbat, the day was the 19th of Kislev. I know that because of all of the emails I received out of the Hasidic movement discussing the event associated with the leader of the Chabad group. So if we say Saturday was the 19th, then the 26th is 7 days later, is next Shabbat.
Right.
Which means that the 25th is Friday.
Right.
Which means it starts Thursday night. That's right. The first candle.
Right. Okay, that's what my calendar says.
Yeah, that's what my calendar says too.
So, Brandy, make your adjustment and learn to read your calendar, because I can't read mine, so I depend on you.
Okay.
And I thank you all for clarifying it. But the main point is I'm trying to include a half hour in our Deep Zohar class as possible, and that'll be adjustable for the different timing on Friday and the different timing on Sunday. But the following week, there'll be 4 days where we will have a Deep Zohar class a half hour early so we can light our candles and unite in the meditation of the Nair that we've discussed the last two Sunday mornings. So I bid you all shalom. Have a beautiful week, Shavuot Tov, and may there be much peace in your life and in your heart. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.